Hi, Joan. What's on your mind?
Well, hi. Thank you for taking my call. I was just told I've probably had AFib for a long time. Doctors have just told me I had an irregular heart rate. And I had an echocardiogram 2 years ago. I just had another one. A doctor sent me to a cardiologist, and she ordered another one and told me that I had AFib. Anyway, she wanted to give me a statin drug, and I told her I wasn't in bed with Big Pharma, and I have no intention of taking a statin drug. Everyone has told me for years that my ratio is good. I have a pretty high HDL to my LDL. Anyway, so then she said I needed to take Xarelto. Well, I had taken two baby aspirins for many years. But anyway, and I really don't like the idea of taking Xarelto.
Can't blame you, ma'am.
I don't know if I could just stop it.
Oh, you mean you're taking it already?
Yeah, she gave it to me about a month ago.
Oh, okay.
And I've been whining, and my daughter told me I needed to call you.
Well, that's nice of your daughter to say that to you, ma'am, because there are definitely alternatives. Now, if a person has atrial fibrillation, there's no reason in the world to suggest a statin. It doesn't do anything for atrial fibrillation, so I'm glad you turned it down. And as you said, it's the ratios of the cholesterol which research has found to be the most important, not just the absolute number. And
right.
You know, yours is good, so you did the right thing there, ma'am. Now, if we're trying to, what is it, prevent clots with Xarelto, which is usually the excuse.
Yes, that's what she said. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, there is another thing that works very, very well to prevent clots. And, of course, it can't be recommended in conventional medicine because there's no patent on it. It's called fish oil. And there's so much fish oil out there, different companies, different brands. We carry what we think are the best brands in Toma Dispensary, but you can buy the same brands elsewhere too, so there you go. But here's the thing, ma'am. What we do is we take a measurement of something called blood viscosity. Blood viscosity just means how thick the blood is, and the thicker the blood, the more likely a person is for a clot to have a clot form, and also that thick blood is going to abrade the arteries, and when the arteries are abraded, inflammation is caused, and all that cholesterol is doing is being the paste, the plaster over the inflammation. It's not really accumulating because it wants to. It's our body's way of covering up inflammation. So anyway, getting back to the thickness of the blood. We'll have the person checked. Is their blood very thick or not? Then, according to that, a person can be sometimes advised to take 1 tablespoon of fish oil a day, 2 tablespoons of fish oil a day, and I work with a few people who need 3 tablespoons a day of fish oil. And yes, we have to offset that with vitamin E. And what that does, it makes the little platelets so blink and slippery that the blood is no longer thick and viscous, and it just kind of slides through the arteries doing its thing like it should without causing abrasion or without that higher risk of clot. In fact, this was confirmed by Danish researchers working with natives of Iceland. No kidding. The Danish researchers went over to find out why they had the lowest risk in the world of heart attack or stroke, ischemic type, which means not enough blood flow.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out that their blood was being made so nice and thin by the fish and fish oil, which is a major part of their diets, that they not only had the lowest risk of heart attack and ischemic stroke, but they also had the world's highest risk of hemorrhagic stroke, which just means bleeding into the brain, because
mm-hmm.
their blood was so thin that it didn't cause a clot when it should. Now,
yeah.
we're not trying to give you a hemorrhagic stroke. What we're saying is let's control that by doing measurements of blood viscosity. We don't want it too thick. We don't want it too thin. And find out what's right for you. And then you will minimize your risk of clots in a natural way.
Okay. So I can get that blood viscosity test done in the local lab?
The only place that does it in all these United States, and I'm not kidding you at all, is Meridian Valley Laboratory. That's not because we're so wonderful. It's because the inventor of the very, very best machine for measuring blood viscosity is in Korea, and he hasn't got his machine approved in the United States, but yes, we can use it. We're under the jurisdiction of the state medical, the state here for laboratories, not Los Federales. So we've got one of those Korean machines. It works wonderfully well. It measures 1,000 points on a curve, blah, blah, blah. But yes, you could go to Meridian Valley Lab and get it done.
Okay, well, I do send my 24-hour urine there because I take bioidentical hormones. In fact, I just took my doctor your book.
Okay.
Stay Young and Sexy with Bioidentical Hormones. And she is a lady that was at the Weill, Andrew Weill Institute in Arizona.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah, she believes in alternative medicine, too. She's not just whipping out her prescription pad every time you turn around.
Yay.
Like a lot of them do. Okay, so I guess I will have to see about getting that done. And,
yes, ma'am.
You know, the fact that I had an echocardiogram 2 years ago and then again a month ago, and nobody talked to me about the AFib, I don't know.
I don't know. Should I think I have it? You might get a second opinion. Second opinions are never a bad idea, no matter what kind of medicine you're in.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, I thank you.
Thank you for calling, ma'am.
Okay. Bye.
Bye now.